You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past 12 months, there has been a 20% increase in drownings, with 294 deaths recorded in Australia. A new report has revealed these worrying figures, and the Royal Life Saving and Surf Life Saving partly blame the spike in drownings on interruptions to regular swimming habits amid the COVID-19 pandemic. National Manager Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving, Alison Marnie, says more Australians are holidaying domestically and swimming in unfamiliar, often unpatrolled, locations.
Look, families and parents are under a lot of stress right now, and it is exhausting. This has been going on for quite some time, and we know that that can lead to fatigue and lapses in supervision. We also know that children have missed out on really vital swimming lessons through this time.
A stark truth, especially for tourists and migrant families, when long-term statistics reveal they are adversely affected by drownings. Royal Life Saving Society data over the past 17 years shows 47% of coastal drowning deaths involve people who were born overseas. Feroz Sattar's swim school teaches migrants and refugees how to navigate Australian waterways.
They're either concerned about their own safety and had near-miss incidences, they want to be able to go out and enjoy the beaches in the summer like everyone else, or they're really concerned about their young families. They have a first or second generation of young Aussies growing up, and they want to be able to let them enjoy the beaches that we offer.
His graduates learn how to tread water, get out of a rip, and check surf conditions. That's allowing them to enjoy the outdoors with confidence.
A sense of we can do this, and it's not isolated to certain pockets of Australian society. And I think for a long time, surf culture and water culture has been synonymous with white Australia.
Men were also overrepresented, accounting for 80% of all drownings. Stacey Pigeon from the Royal Life Saving Society says it's been a consistent reality.
Sadly, this is a figure that has not changed in the last few years. We know that males tend to overestimate their skills around water and underestimate the risks around water as well. And things like alcohol also increases risk-taking behaviour.
Now that spring has begun, there are concerns that cohorts of adults and children who had their swimming lessons over winter cancelled due to COVID won't be prepared. Here's Yusra Mentwali from Swim Sisters.
I'm worried that people may engage in more risk-taking behaviour, and especially because of the fact that there's been that gap in opportunities to have the skills to be able to swim safely in the ocean.
And with summer just around the corner, it's a worrying reality. But as restrictions ease, more Australians will get the opportunity to jump in the water safely again, with an instructor by their side. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.